From the MTC studio in Avalon, Pennsylvania, it's the Gentleman's Nightery with your hosts, Stitch Mainville, Rick Garrett, and Magnus Heber. So pour yourself a stiff one, light 'em if you got 'em. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your Nightery.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Kemp, and welcome back to another edition of the Gentleman's Nightery. I'm one of your hosts, Stitch Mainville.
Hey, Rick Garrett. On the phone for hopefully the last time.
And Magnus Heber, and we over here.
Yeah, and with us we have Mr. R.O.B.
The one and only.
The one and only. Sitting in, because Rick, I can't believe you cannot leave your house. I don't get that.
Oh, I leave the house.
You just don't want to come over here.
Just not working.
I leave my house to go to physical therapy.
How do you get there?
But no, everything's getting better. I think it's going to be better next week because I go see the doc again.
Do you take one of those old people buses that they come to your house and pick you up?
Did that. Ain't doing it no more.
I was just kidding. Holy shit.
You geriatric fuck.
One time. Hey, that's for crippled people too, damn it.
That's for old bastards like you, man.
Hey, damn it. If UPMC's paying for it, I don't give a damn. Shit.
Oh, that's cool. They paid for your transportation.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool. Yep. I'm sure there'll be a deductible or a co-payment coming in the mail sometime, but that goes right in the shredder basket.
Hey, I'm glad they paid for you to have your ride to get there. I was thinking about all of the veterans that got passed up for their health care recently.
Oh, you're trying to make me feel bad, ain't you?
No. Because they're in trouble with Congress right now because they have this huge backlog of people that they're trying to get onto the VA healthcare, and veterans, you know? But Turns out they've had such a big backlog because they've been processing illegal immigrants into the VA's healthcare system.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that on the news. That was upsetting.
That's incredible.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read that. I've seen that, too.
Well, hey, as I said earlier, we're having old fashions, not old fashions, Manhattans.
Manhattans. I was going to say, wait a minute.
Yeah. And we're using Buffalo Trace Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey. And this stuff was good. This is the one I was telling you about where I went in a store and some guy was like, do you have any more of that Buffalo Trace? And he said, one more case left. The guy said, give me two. And I'm like, give me the other two.
Now,
I never even had it before. Over there? No, I got this before you, right after you had your surgery.
Oh, okay. Well, save some for me.
I'll try. I'll try.
Yeah, how's your sphincter doing after that anus surgery?
Man, I didn't have no damn anus. You know I had no damn anus surgery.
You got your second colostomy bag put in?
Shit, it probably would have felt better if I did, though. Oh, but you don't know.
You in the mood to read some emails? They're horrible.
I love hearing these.
Do you?
I listened. That was my favorite episode to listen to.
One came in just today, as a matter of fact, when I was setting everything up.
Really?
Yeah, it was
probably mean.
Oh, it's about they hate me.
I love how receptive you guys are.
We gotta hear these emails now.
All right,
so well on the chin too.
It's funny. I think it's hilarious.
We did.
We're usually there to talk about how much they hate me.
Well, the first time we did this, I got a little butt hurt, and I think Rick got a little butt hurt. I don't know about Stitch, but as we've done this a few times, I give no fucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, I don't really give a crap either. People are allowed, entitled to their opinions. Who cares?
All right, well, this is the one that came in today. A friend of mine told me about your podcast and suggested I give it a listen, and I listened to one where you guys were talking about the Mandela effect. As I was listening to the host, who seems to be just a fat, drunken idiot.
Oh, wow. Oh,
I thought to myself, who the fuck are these guys and why should I listen to them? After finding you on Facebook, I was led to this page. Lo and behold, you have a Contact Us app, and I felt the need to make use of it. Not a fan of your host. He has a good voice for broadcasting, but he's an idiot. The other fat guy sounds intelligent, but who the hell is he and what does he do? What does he base his...
Am I the other fat guy or is Rick the other fat guy?
I think
guy?
They're talking about Guy.
Oh.
Yeah, because they said he sounds intelligent, but who the hell is he and to what does he base his facts?
most of Guy's facts were things that his dad said that he saw while he was in the military, I think.
As for the kid you guys have on the show, I could do without listening to him.
So they really like you.
I should probably listen to a few more episodes before making such critiques.
Nailed it. Wait, here it is. Nailed it.
But I don't think I could stand listening to more than I've already exposed myself. My unsolicited advice would be to keep your day jobs, give up on this venture into podcasting. You're horrible.
I'm going to tell you to stop exposing yourself, you fucking pervert.
He's not the first son of a bitch that said that to us.
No, not at all.
To keep our day job.
He won't be the last one.
All right, here's another one we got.
I'm sure.
Surfing and found this site and was pleased to learn it was for podcasts, but to be honest, I couldn't tell this was a podcast page when I first got here. You should give it more of a podcast look, check out some others, and use them for ideas.
That's constructive criticism, I think.
All right. I'll keep that in mind.
Copy somebody?
Yeah, I guess.
Might be something we can learn from, huh?
All right. This is from Brenda. Wow, things have really changed. The new website is amazing. The new sound and the new sound season sounds terrific.
Wow.
I love the fact that you had a professional guest on the show. However, I'm worried that Stitch and his wife are in a bad place. I'm praying that things get better for the two of you.
That was nice.
Goodness. She's not done. I love the whiskey spotlight you guys did. My friends all think it's weird that a woman has a taste for bourbon, but that's one of the things that attracted me to your show. I was sad to learn that you guys stopped spotlighting whiskey and bourbon, but I do like the idea of cocktails. I'd like to recommend a drink called the Negroni. It has a very bitter but refreshing taste.
Only Rick can say that.
I think you and your listeners would love it. I hope to hear about this on one of your future podcasts. Thanks for the laughs. So that was, I'll have to look up what a Negroni is, and we'll have to try one of those.
I was getting ready to say, we're going to try that.
Favorite that one.
Yeah. This is from Richard D. And Richard says, hey, Rick, you know what I'm saying? Magnus. when you start to talk, it seems to take forever to say something. Stitch, what radio station do you work for? You sound like Don Pardo with a lisp.
Nailed it.
And then he goes, can you guys make a gimlet? So
I think this guy's just ribbing us a little bit. He seemed like he actually liked to listen to it.
He just wanted to comment and dog all of us, didn't he?
I guess so.
Karen, here we go.
Yeah, here's a Karen. I'm so glad your new season has started, and I love the cocktail corner. I would love if you guys made a mojito in your cocktail corner.
I think it's
a Mexican drink. It's not a Mexican drink.
Oh, damn. No mojitos, huh?
And I had it once or twice when I was out with friends and would love to make one at home for myself. I think that's,
Hominy.
Yeah, Hominy. She's a little weird spelling there. All right, so we got a mojito, we got a gimlet, we got a Negroni.
Right.
So if we use them, your suggestions, we'll send you some Gentleman's Nightery swag. This is from Lydia. Lydia says, Rick, keep laughing. You crack me up.
Oh, and she said, great new webpage. Love the new season.
Oh, yeah, right up there. Great new webpage. Love the new season. Rick, keep laughing. You crack me up.
There you go. There's a good one, Rick.
I don't think that's going to stop.
Billabong. I don't think that's his name, but it's been more than a year since I tried listening to you guys and didn't like it. I tried again. And I tried to like it, but that Rick guy sounds like a retard. And that Magnus is annoying as hell. Sorry, but you guys still suck.
That Rick guy sounds like a retard. And Magnus.
I'm a fucking retard.
Yeah, and Magnus's name is spelled MGNS or something. Where is it?
MGNS.
Yeah, MGNS. And sounds, SONDZ.
Okay, sound like somebody skipped grade school.
We should have like an IQ test for joining our podcast.
Yeah, there you go.
Podcast.
Fucking learn how to spell before you try to post something, dickhead.
All right, this one's from Tony. Tony says, as much as I like your podcast, I do have one criticism that I feel needs to be said. As much as I like the chemistry between all the hosts, I can't stand listening to Magnus tell his story. Dude, you take forever to get to the point.
Admitted.
I like when he interjects with funny comments, but man, keep him from telling stories. I literally click on the fast forward button when he's talking. I'm sure he's a good dude and all, but the guy sounds like he's high all the time.
So good. Nailed it.
Hey, Madness, guess what you see? That's what you ought to say. Yeah, guess what? He nailed it. I am high all the time.
Got it.
Man, this is good.
Last one. Man, you guys got to keep writing to us. This is fucking hilarious.
Love it.
This is from Tori. Tori writes, your new webpage is pretty awesome, but your new season has not disappointed. There's that butt again. I was expecting something different, but he went up.
Yeah.
Anyway, I believe it was well worth the wait. I want to point out to you guys that there is a very discernible difference in your podcast when you compare your newer episodes to those from when you first started. Your production has gotten better, and the sound is just so much better. I've been telling folks about this podcast, and I'm really hoping you guys catch on quickly. Keep up the great work. So there's the cherry on top.
Yeah. Well finished.
Yeah, I like that one. Okay, well, hey, thanks, Tori and Tony and Lydia and Karen and Richard and Brenda and who the hell else was there? Colin, all your comments, as fucked up as they are, we still enjoy getting them. So thank you.
And tell them to send more.
Yeah. And also, don't forget about our cocktail corner today. We're having a Manhattan. And if you want to see how a Manhattan's made, right here in my little fucking dingy basement. go to our webpage, click on the cocktail corner, and check out a video. We think you'll like it. But I do like this. This, even though it's made the same way as a Rob Roy, it has a better taste, I think. I like this better bourbon. Than a Rob
Roy. Yeah. I would agree.
Yeah, because the Rob Roy was made with scotch, and I wasn't a big fan. Oh, I mean, it was good. Don't get me wrong. It was good, but I like this a lot better.
I like bourbon a lot better than scotch.
I prefer the smoothness as well.
Yeah, this is... All right, so cocktail corner is out of the way. Emails are out of the way.
Oh, man. Those emails were exhausted.
I would tell you. Oh, man. One thing. Yeah, I'm exhausted because they had me cracking up.
One thing about those people that can't write, you know, there's AI-assisted writing tools nowadays.
They can help you.
it's that easy.
It really is. And you can come across, especially if someone's going to read it out loud for you.
Type your dumb gibberish into the AI system and send us something coherent, please.
Something a little more eloquent.
If you're going to shit on us, we need to be able to read it.
Right.
I don't even mind them shitting on me. You know what? It's an affirmation for me because... people are listening. This tells me that there's at least people listening. So
sometimes I like to get self-reflective like that, you know? Whenever people tell me about shit that I'm doing, I kind of, like, you know, sometimes you just don't know that you're doing things.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would have never known that I was saying, you know what I mean, and all this other stuff as much until it was thrown in my face.
Yeah, you wouldn't have known about your bastard child either.
I heard about that one.
Yeah. He got so mad at that. Oh, my God. He was like, let me write that email address down.
Yeah, you're damn right. And it was a phony-ass email address, too, because I ain't got no bastard kids out there.
They're slandering me.
We got a private detective. Right.
Well, I might, on the webpage we have, in order for them to... send us a message. They have to put in an email, and nobody ever puts in their real email.
Right.
Very few, right. I mean.
Right.
Because it's right. We try to send a reply back to them, and it always gets kicked back to us like, this email doesn't exist. I'm like, you fuckers.
Yeah.
That's why you give a giveaway for anybody that puts in the correct email. Yeah.
And that's what it is. Some people write into us, and we want to get back to them and say, hey, you know, we're going to send you something in the mail. Can we get your mailing address? And we can't reach them. So I don't know. Not a big deal.
They're lost.
And I think they do that so they don't get stuck on someone's subscriber list.
We don't have one.
Yeah.
No, we don't. We don't send out mailers or anything.
Well, the person that said that I had a bastard child used a fake email address because they knew they was full of shit.
Allegedly.
Allegedly my ass. They were full of shit.
Allegedly your ass was getting naked with someone.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 25, right. 26 years ago.
That horizontal mambo.
Yeah, I hear you. I ain't got to prove nothing. I'm just trying to tell you. Didn't happen.
I bet that room smelled like stale Newports and old pennies.
I wouldn't know.
Fritos and sour cream.
Ooh.
McDonald's filet of fish and Coke.
Oh, good morning, ladies. This is what Corey smells like.
I remember that was my first experience when I was going down on a chick. I thought, it smells like filet of fish. I thought it was good. Yeah, I did. I didn't know it was my first time.
Oh, hell.
That's when I used to use my tongue as a probe. Rather than licking, I was trying to like,
tongue fuck somebody.
I was trying to tongue fuck her. I thought that's what eating that was. I was 18. What did I know?
Well, if you had an 8-inch tongue, it might work.
Tongue punch the old fart box, huh?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It wasn't until I was in the Navy, I was in my 20s, and I met this girl, and she's like, let me show you. And then she showed me, and I was like, fucking cool. Now I'm a pro.
I've been years at the academy, not wasted.
Man. So, you started on that whole veteran thing a minute ago with the Congress and
healthcare.
Oh, dude, that really pissed me off to see that. So we were talking about how the VA got in trouble with Congress because they're treating all of these illegal immigrants while there's a huge, like, 3-year backlog of veterans that are trying to get treated and trying to get seen. And we're putting... I mean, it's nothing against those people as people, but the fact that they're illegal immigrants and we're treating them with our veterans system instead of treating veterans, that is just so backwards to me.
Mm. It makes no sense that there's any type of backlog for veterans. You know how many veterans are coming in and out of the military. How do you not have some type of supply route or some type of admission route for this to happen?
The problem in working for the VA, I know it's hard because a lot of the doctors that we have aren't VA employees. We get docs from the medical school that come up and they do their interns with us or they get a fellowship, and we have to rely on them. We don't really have a bunch of docs that are paid for to see everybody that needs to be seen, unfortunately.
I always see a lot of interns. Every time I'm going there, it's never the doctor that, like, is listed on my actual doctor's list. Mm-hmm. It's always some new student that's going there, you know.
And you know why the students are over there? To get practice. They don't, you know what I mean? They don't take them as being serious. And we have doctors over where I work that just go over to the VA just for other work. You know what I mean? They're not assigned over there. But they use that as...
Oh, just like, as like side work to make more money.
Yeah, we do, do credentialing for them.
I think that's what it is. I'm not saying for sure, but basically that's what I think that they do.
They're called fee-based physicians, and they come in and they do some work for a fee. They don't get paid a salary.
So I don't understand the whole TRICARE system. Like, why do you only have to go to VA systems? Why could you not take that TRICARE and go to another local doctor?
I don't know. I didn't, when I was in, they didn't have TRICARE. I don't know what that really is. As active duty, if I got sick, I went to the Naval Hospital or I went to one of the branch clinics. I guess TRICARE is for veteran or is for active duty and their families. They can see doctors on the outside.
And retired, like people who retire from the military or medically retire from the military, they get TRICARE. But people who did not retire from the military, they get VA healthcare.
So yeah, that's like the Medicaid for the military.
Basically, yeah.
It's one of the best insurances out there. Like, you get some of the best healthcare with TRICARE, but it's, like I said, it's only for people who are retired, really.
This brave whistleblower who's a border agent that came and said that VA was paying for healthcare. And I still don't have all of the facts, but it appears VA is not directly providing to the immigrants. It seems VA is a middleman between the Department of Homeland Security and the hospitals. But the Biden administration has to answer to taxpayers and Congress. And as of yet, the VA has not answered to us. So we're still continuing to aggressively go at this. VA resources should always be directed to the veterans, period.
See, that's fucked up. That these people, all they do is come across the border and boom, they're given everything. And now they're coming through San Diego. There's no wall in San Diego. There's no barrier in San Diego. There's nothing. They're just walking across. And as soon as they step into California, they're granted money, housing, medical care, everything they could want. Just by being in California.
I mean, it's actually astonishing. I mean, you think about how hard it is for a normal American that you came out with, what was it, Obamacare or the ACA or whatever you want to call it, just to give people access to care. Mm-hmm. And just for stepping in the country, these people immediately get that type of access is insane.
Yeah.
You know, you have to no Department of Welfare, nothing else you have to go through. You just, hey, I'm here, pick me up, take care of me.
And that's exactly what it is. And that's why there's such a, you know, bum rush at the border for everybody to get here. What's concerning me, though, is I'm watching the news and they're talking about how most of those that are coming into the San Diego border are actually flying in from China. They're flying in from the Middle East. They're flying into Mexico, and then the cartel meets them at the airport, drives them up to the border, and then they just step across and into California they go.
I saw that, and there, it depends on where you're at, too. So the one that I was looking at, I think it was Chile, and they offer the service where it's specifically for Chinese nationals. They come there and they have their own little Chinese village there. Mm. And the inside of these little hotel rooms that they have directions and numbers you have to call and maps all in Chinese for these people because that's who comes there. And they have different tiered packages that you could buy. So like the first tier was like $5,000 and they will get you to the airport, a flight up to, I think, El Salvador, maybe, and then the directions to the border. And then the second one was like, we'll fly you there and we'll get you buses booked there to the border. And then the premium one was like, it was like $25,000 for people to pay into that. And they're like, we take you to the border, we get you across safely with, I don't know if it was passports, but like the fact that there's a market for that is mind-boggling to me.
What they're doing also is they're giving them Mexican IDs. So while they're in Mexico, they at least have an ID. But as soon as they reach the border, they're told to discard them and throw them away, and then they cross over the border. So there was a reporter down there, and he was looking, and there's just all these discarded IDs everywhere, and he's picking them up, and they're Chinese nationals, they're Middle Eastern, they're not anybody really from the, what do they call it, the Hispanic Triangle or whatever. It's nothing from South America. It's all from overseas. They're all coming in. It's crazy.
Does that worry you?
Yeah.
More about not of a person seeking a better life, but infiltration from the inside.
And that's what I'm wondering. I mean, and you know, in China, nobody leaves that country without the country knowing about it.
Or so, tracking you.
So why are they letting them all come over here?
They're all warring aged males. They're all like 16 to 35 year old males. Mm-hmm. And they come in at 10,000 people a day.
Yeah, those are like troops. That's like troops.
Dude,
yeah.
If they had helmets on, we would be calling this an invasion.
Sure, but because they coming across and saying, I want a better life, they're just calling them. There was that thing. Here's this the 60 Minutes report. I was watching this. This is the one at San Diego.
The number of migrants arriving at the southern border is unprecedented. Last year, U.S. Customs and Border Protection recorded 2.5 million instances of detaining or turning away people attempting to cross into the United States from Mexico. So what's the fastest growing group among them? Chinese migrants. Yes, you heard that right, Chinese. We saw large groups, including many from the middle class, come through a 4-foot gap at the end of a border fence 60 miles east of San Diego. The illegal entryway is a new route for those hoping to live in America.
I know what you're talking about. They have that huge metal fence.
It's called Yacumba. Yeah, and the metal fence goes up to, I guess there's like a rock face. And so that it doesn't reach all the way to the rock. There's make a 4 or 5 foot gap. And they walk up to the fence and they just step around the little gap. And then boom, that's where they're throwing down their IDs and coming across into America. And it's, but the majority of that's using that route are Chinese. And it's like, why? What is it with the Chinese?
They said, you know, on that same newscast that they found the directions on TikTok that they were watching.
That's right. Yeah.
A whole page and a whole like algorithm dedicated for them to find instructions to get in here. Yeah.
The, I was looking on my phone for this tweet that Biden put up or whoever's controlling him put up. he said, failure to support Ukraine at this critical moment will never be forgotten. And what he said really wasn't that like important to me. But what someone else had said was failure to support America at this critical moment will never be forgotten.
Yeah.
And they were talking about how can you support their invasion in Ukraine on their border, yet you're allowing an invasion on our border right now.
Yeah.
Simultaneously.
He wants to look all tough and mean and helpful with the Ukrainian people, but he's not doing that for his own American people. It's ridiculous.
Border security, I think, is a political pawn. Every time an election comes around, there's always a border issue, whether it be, you know, illegal immigrants, drugs, guns,
yeah,
or something else. I mean, if you think about America as a whole and how open our borders actually are, why does so much focus on that Eagle Pass or, you know, the San Diego area where you can come in from Canada and walk right into, you know, North Dakota or Wyoming? Or
matter of fact, in Detroit, there's a bridge that goes across into Canada. And people are going back and, you know, living in Canada, driving into Detroit and working, going back to Canada. Right. It's that easy.
I mean, you remember Fast and Furious, the...
Never watched any of
them. No, not the movies.
The guns with the cartel.
That's exactly what the Obama administration was doing. Selling or giving all of these guns to the cartels. And then we wonder why they're armed to the teeth.
Yeah.
Dude, we, the American taxpayers, armed them. Look at Mayorkas with the border. Dude, what's his title?
Yeah, he's
Secretary of Homeland Security. Right. He is not protecting the homeland. He's not securing the homeland. He's deferring in his duties. And we're just continuing to pay him and let him be an unelected official.
Yeah, what they need to do is get another person in there to take over. I don't think that impeaching the guy is going to, I mean, impeachment is for high crimes and misdemeanors. And I don't think what he's doing is a high crime or misdemeanor. What he's doing is just a dereliction of duty, but that's not impeachment worthy.
I think negligence is justifiable for being impeached.
I just don't understand how much you don't know how his hands are tied. Like, it's not him making all these single-handed decisions that affect all these people. He's got to go through processes, implement policies, and if they're not followed, then what do you do, right?
See, he's following he's following the Biden administration and the rules that they set down. So he's doing what he's told to do. But I don't like the fact that he's fallen in line as far as their excuses, like, you know, well, we need more money from the GOP in order to. No, you don't need more money. Day one, when you signed that executive order to open the borders up, that you started the process right there. You didn't have to do that. And you could take care of it right now also.
That's exactly what the people in the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia or the Nuremberg trials, that's what the Nazis said. We were just doing what we were told.
No, I understand. But what I'm saying is, his dereliction of duty, his
negligence.
If we impeach him based on negligence, then from one person to another, negligence can mean something different. Now all you're doing is incentivizing someone else to impeach somebody that they don't like and claiming negligence.
I think we should look up his job duties, because if he's deferring from those job duties, then he shouldn't be in there. Like that.
No, I agree. They should replace him, but I don't think they should impeach him.
He's an unelected official.
Well, so, they're having impeachment proceedings for him, is what I'm saying. It's a waste of money. Mm-hmm. We don't need to have that.
It is. It's the wrong problem to focus on, in my opinion.
No doubt.
Yeah. And the Democrats did this with Trump. Impeachment was the first thing out of their mouth, and that's all they talked about for 4 fucking years while he was in office. And then what do? They wait till he's out of office, and then they impeach him? That doesn't make sense.
They were trying to tarnish his reputation. And
I think that's what the Republicans now are doing that to the Democrats. If they want to do it to us, we're going to do it. It's going to be a volleyball back and forth.
I see what you're saying now, but before you said that, I wasn't really looking at it that way. Like, I wasn't really looking at it in the sense of Republican versus Democrat. I was looking at it as our border is fucked right now, and that guy's not doing his job. So We should have
the whole border package is now tied to Ukraine, mm-hmm. which is tied to everything else.
Which is and bullshit.
Everyone puts their political motives behind something rather than getting things done. I mean, Congress has not acted on border policy,
so and
you
that's
can't blame the head when you have nothing supporting you.
That's their tactic, though. We can push the blame on the Republicans because if we put this bill through saying that we want money for the border, but also they got to give us money for Ukraine, well, the Republicans aren't going to want that. They're like, look, fuck Ukraine. We're trying to fix our home. That's why they're not approving it. So they turn around. Well, we put a bill in, but the Republicans didn't want to do it. Hey, what's your thoughts on the fact that illegals are getting VA health care?
Well, I said before that I believe that should be happening. Of course, I made my feelings clear before. Yeah, but I just don't get into it as deeply as you guys do. So I just sat back and listen. You know what I mean? Because you guys pay attention to it more than I do. I don't involve myself in all that, and I'm really not interested in it. So I just sit back and listen. I mean, it's no big deal. You know, I mean, I know this shit going on about it, everything, but I just don't involve myself in it because I don't want to be all that upset and care because I got other things to care about other than that.
Right? You know, I did the same thing for a while. I used to wake up every morning, watch the news, have my breakfast, I'd spend the day bitching about everything I heard on the news. I stopped watching international. I watch local news now. I don't even fuck with international news anymore.
If it's not happening in Pittsburgh, then I don't really give a crap what's going on.
Well, I care from Hawaii to New York. That's where my interest lies. Like this shit with Ukraine, I don't know why Russia did what they're doing. I don't know what the big deal is. I mean, from what I remember, Ukraine used to be part of Russia. Then it became mm-hmm. independent. Now Russia wants it back.
Or the Soviet Union, yeah.
Yeah, so that's all I really know about it. I know their president was a stand-up comic. That's all I know. I don't care.
He dressed in drag.
Yeah, I know that the Bidens had a big interest in Ukraine back when Obama was in office. Matter of fact, I remember a story that Joe Biden told them they better fire their DA who was looking into some things that was going on with Burisma, and when they didn't fire him, he told them, well, we're going to cut off that $1 billion we're supposed to send you. So then they fired him. And now nobody was looking into Burisma, which Joe Biden's son was a chair of.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, well, that's kind of fucked up. But that's all I really know about Ukraine.
Yeah, he made $45 million getting paid there, Hunter Biden did. And it was around the exact same time whenever they were getting on Trump for the quid pro quo thing.
Yeah.
But like we say, it's two sides of the same coin. While they're getting on Trump for the quid pro quo, that I'm not going to argue about it, but then Biden actually committed like black and white.
Oh, he was bragging about it. He was sitting here talking about how I told them and they better and they did. And he was all happy and proud.
Listen, I don't give a fuck if you go after people for doing quid pro quos. I'm about it. Do it.
Mm-hmm.
But make sure you're the same across the board.
100%.
We don't need sides being played here. We're supposed to be a nation united.
But didn't that FBI informant now just get like tried? The one that came out with all that information?
I won't say I know.
I'm not sure. Again, because I don't pay that much attention to it. My concern is watching these this invasion going on at our border and watching these people come in. And it makes me wonder what's going to happen in 5 years. What's going to happen in 10 years? Look at all the crime that's coming from the Hispanic illegals that came across that they've been busting all over the country. They're banding together, making crime groups, and they're attacking our police. They're
tourists in New York,
robbing tourists. Yeah. It's insane.
Did you see the interview the other day with the lady? She asked President Trump during an interview, she was like, you're pretty funny, you know, like, how are you planning on showcasing how funny you are during this campaign? And he stopped and he was like, you know, I'm not trying to laugh or make anything funny. And he points over to this family and he goes, see them over there? That's the Hines family. Their daughter was murdered by an illegal immigrant. We sent him out of the country. He came back, and then they didn't send him back out of the country, and now their daughter's dead.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, that's why I'm not laughing. The situation's not funny to me.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll be – he was like, I don't know if I'll be able to smile until we're done here, you know? And
well, how,
Go ahead, Rick. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, finish.
Nope, I'm done.
Bro, no, I was going to say, it's amazing to me. How the hell, I'm sure nobody has the answer for it, but how the hell send somebody out of the country, ban them from the country, and they still get wind up getting back in here? What do you got to do to keep them fuckers out of here?
That's the illegal immigrant path.
Yeah, that's... Yeah,
but still, I mean, they're slipping through the cracks somehow. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
They are, but right now they're pouring in, and we want to bring it down to a... Hopefully, we would like to have it as none, but at least down to a trickle rather than this pouring in they're doing. Because I'm serious. Something 5-10 years from now, maybe not even that far ahead, something bad's going to happen because of all of this.
I would agree. I mean, think about the country getting shut down for COVID and how much inflation has gone up right now.
Yeah.
Or shrinkflation, everything getting smaller and costing the same.
Yeah, yeah. You go out and buy a box of cereal and it's like 10, you know, 6 ounces less than what you would normally get. And it costs more, if not.
$10 a box now.
Yeah. It's insane.
Red Dawn isn't going to be a physical invasion in that sense. It's going to be a shift in mindset, a shift in ideology by bringing all of these people in here, having them vote and act and create communities in a certain way. That's really what's going to shape things up, because as we're seeing, like you said, the shrinkflation, taxes go up as well. And I think, I'm not going to say we're down a particular path, but I will say that bringing in people in droves of a separate ideology of America, which is its own sole thing in the history of the world. America is different than any other country now or has ever existed. And you're bringing, like I said, different ideologies in, and that shift in mindset is what's going to happen in our country.
But because that happens in every war. Like, you think about what's going on in Somalia and all the Somali like refugees that came. You think about World War II or stuff like that, when all our ancestors came from Germany and stuff like that. You know, every single time there's disruption in the war, America always gets flooded. And I don't think it's always for the worst, to be honest with you.
I agree.
I mean, I think there needs to be some type of vetting where you do have to weed out the uber criminals, right? The ones that you say are going away, coming back, going away, coming back.
Right.
I mean, they generally have some type of support system that's doing this, right? Take that away.
I wish we would go back to what we used to do. when our corporal punishment. No, as far as our immigration standards. Because what we would do is we would allow, every once a year, we would allow this many from this country, this many from – and we that's who – and if they came to the port and they wanted to apply for citizenship, that all happened. Mm-hmm. They did away with that. Now it's just like pretty much anybody can come here.
Open enrollment.
It's not even that anymore. It's just, you know, it's like if you told a bunch of kids, hey, Disneyland's open, go. Every kid in America would run to fucking Disneyland.
Disney!
Yeah.
Or find a bus way to there or something.
Right. So I think we need to go back to saying, you know, hey, Europe, we're only going to accept, you know, 100,000 this year. Once we reach, you know, 100,000, we stop until the following year. No more from your country.
Ellis Island, man. People that came in on Ellis Island, they weren't sneaking into the country.
No, they had to go there to get processed, and they had to be separated because they wanted to make sure they had their immunizations,
paperwork,
everything.
That's always a point that really irks me that people make is, oh, but we're a country of immigrants. I understand that. I am wholeheartedly about immigration.
Sure.
Bring immigrants here. We're a melting pot in America. I want them. Mm-hmm. I want their sciences, all the good things and bad things that they can bring. Whatever, we're America.
I don't want the bad.
No.
But what we may see as bad might actually not be actually that bad. But what I'm saying is it's good to allow that cultural melting pot to exist in America, but we need to be sure that even those people that are coming in, we need to be able to protect them if they're going to be Americans.
That's the key. If they're going to be Americans, like what these fuckers are doing now coming across the border is they don't want to be Americans. They just want to come to America and get the benefits and still be Ecuadorian or Venezuelan or whatever.
Like Ilhan Omar.
Yeah, she's Somalian and she wants to represent Somalia. That's bullshit. If the people that came here back in the 40s and the 30s and the 20s, they were coming here because they wanted to be Americans. I told you about when my great-grandparents came here. They stopped speaking French. They would not speak French anymore because they wanted to be Americans. You don't see that today.
You don't see a pride in being American.
Not at all.
That's true.
I think it was detrimental in the last 100 years to, so I like the Pledge of Allegiance. I like the national anthem.
Sure.
But that excess of patriotism, I think for a while, it really has driven the, like, kind of my generation away from being patriotic because they see the atrocities that we commit. And, but that's all they see. They don't see the blood that was sacrificed by the Americans. They don't see all of the blood, sweat, and tears made in litigation and not war, but they're just so willing to give up on what we've created as a country over the last 250 years, you know? People are, it's not that they want to create a better thing. They want to get rid of what we have.
All right. Why don't we do this? Why don't we take a break? I got to refill my drink because one's not going to cut it. Rick, I know you probably got to go to the bathroom. Yes?
Been there, done that. Oh.
Took his pee pill.
Right. We'll be back right here.
It's the Gentleman's Nightery with Stitch, Rick, and Magnus.
Time to listen, mother suckers.
All right. And before we took our break, we were talking about a bunch of shit. But we were talking about the illegal immigration issue, and I got to thinking, even if they put up the wall, even if let's say they build a trench full of fucking alligators around our country and put up a wall, how are we going to get rid of the motherfuckers that are here now? Because they've all spread fucking all points of the winds. They're gone. I mean, they said, you know, show up to court so you can do your asylum hearing. But
in 3 years,
yeah, none of them are going to fucking show up. So how do we, how do we find these fuckers and send them the fuck out of here?
Chip them
yeah,
all.
Yeah, don't.
According to our Constitution, you can't just stop people for no reason, unfortunately. Sometimes I think it's justified in that case. But they're just going to keep going until we fucking catch them for a crime.
Do like China does with the facial recognition. Just spot people everywhere. We do license plate readers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised we don't have facial recognition now.
Oh, we do.
No, it's there. Yeah, it's just
not. They just won't use it.
Dude, I often install cameras that have facial recognition or height recognition on them.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be astounded at what some of these security cameras can do.
Yeah.
Dude, they can... They latch onto you as you're walking. They can zoom in on your face while you're walking and have a zoomed out picture as well. Like,
and we all feed into that with social media, doing our selfies.
Our faces.
And COVID didn't help us. It helped them because now they can fucking, even if they have a mask over their face to rob a bank, they can still be recognized.
I didn't do that for my phone. You know how you could do you could choose mask on or mask off for scanning. I was like, fuck that.
Yep. I didn't do it either.
I use the fingerprint thing on my phone.
Yeah.
They say if you cover your eyebrows, it's harder to know who you are than anything else.
I'm really? Just going to shave them.
Yeah. Shave your
eyebrows. Looks like powder.
You going to pluck them?
No, dude, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get one of those fly traps that you hang from the ceiling and put it right there and rip it off.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying. Put the glue on them and then put it there and put a piece of paper on it and just rip that sumbitch off.
Like that girl with that Gorilla Glue hair. You can do that with your eyebrows.
I forgot about that. You Stitch, that's what you should do for hair, brother. Put some Gorilla Glue stripes on the top of your head. Oh, and then a Sharpie.
What the fuck?
What? Wow.
Oh, man.
Magnus has some visions.
That was hilarious. I just was envisioning Stitch with cornrows made out of fucking glue.
I don't think I'd pull off a cornrow.
You're no poor Derek.
No.
I see Stitch with Jerry curls in the rain.
I think you might need a little bit more hair for that.
Do you put any faith or weight into a cultural appropriation? Do you think that when someone has cornrows, they're appropriating someone else's culture?
I think that a stent on what you do it, right? So you think about that girl that was head of NAACP and she got kicked out because she was white and pretended to be colored.
Yeah.
That's where I think it was messed up. You know what I mean? When you go that far trying to pretend you're somebody to get glory or something. If you like a different culture, like I like to eat different food and stuff like that, right? I think of it the same way. If you like a certain hat or you like a certain facial style or haircut, go be a weirdo. Right.
What's that scarf they wear in the Middle East?
Hijab.
No. It's like a big scarf that goes around the neck. Yeah, and now you're using them here in the United States.
A shamakh.
I don't know what it's. A kufi.
I've heard it called a shamakh.
So now they're like, oh, you can't wear that because you're not of Middle Eastern descent. And it doesn't make sense to me. I thought of it the same way, like food. Can I not eat Asian food? Am I appropriating the Asian culture by eating?
I have two points about this. So first off, the Vikings had braided hair. They did cornrows. They did that. Mm-hmm. So where's your argument there? Secondly, my good story is about, do you know who Mindy Kaling is?
Yeah. Yes, I do. That's that comedian, the Indian girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Miserable. You got it.
I used to have a crush on her.
So her brother.
I used to have a crush on her.
Really?
Yeah, well, she was on The Office. She was kind of cute, but then she got fat and obnoxious, and I didn't like
it. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
So her brother, he's
a comedian.
Also Indian.
Right.
He's a doctor.
Oh, different.
He wanted to be a doctor and get into Yale. So what he did is, since he's very Southern Indian, he shaved his head and shaved his face and made himself look black. Mm-hmm. And he applied and got in with affirmative action to Yale, even though he wasn't black.
Oh, shit.
That's like that show. There was a show that came out in like the late 80s, early 90s called, Soul Brother. And a guy wanted to get into college. His family couldn't afford it, so he took these melanin pills, and it made him look black.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
And it was the whitest guy ever, and like he had all white man features except for his skin. And he got into school, and he had to he was trying to do like the black power fist and everything. Well, it's a silly show, but you can't find it anywhere anymore.
It's like Jawana Man.
It's because they figure it's a form of blackface, and they're not going to show it.
Have you seen Sammy Sosa?
Yeah,
he's real white now.
You should. Have you seen Sammy Sosa today?
No. Hell is hell.
Yeah, Rob's seen him, dude. Sammy Sosa did the Michael Jackson thing, except it's because he wanted to be white.
Holy shit! Look at him,
dude.
Oh damn! I'm about to pull him up. Really?
Yeah. There's what he looked like when he was playing, and now there's what he looks like now. Holy fuck! That's crazy.
Bro, why does he look like that?
Because I'm guessing because he wanted to be white.
I mean, so he did that to himself.
Oh, yeah. He said that he did the same thing. He started taking those pills that turn your skin white. I don't remember what they're called.
They lighten your melanin.
Yeah. And then he was also using that cream shit that Michael Jackson used.
Look at that.
That's a different person, though.
That cream stuff is more for like the whole caste system, so they don't look a certain way.
Uh-huh. But bro, look, man, like, how is that huge. Real?
That's fake. Like, look at his hair is even different.
Yeah. That is cultural appropriation.
But I look at it like this. In America, if this is a melting pot of all different cultures that come here, why is it a bad thing to wear someone's kufi? Or why is it a bad thing to put cornrows in your hair? Why is it we don't yell cultural appropriation when black women straighten their hair.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the guy that I think he went on one of those like national television shows, like Tucker or whatever, something like that. And it was because he did a video where he dressed up as Chinese, dressed up as Mexican, dressed up.
Oh, he goes around asking, is this offensive?
And
to
he
you?
Asked the college students, he's like, is this offensive that I'm wearing this? Is this cultural appropriation? They're like, are you Mexican? And he's like, no. And they go, well, then, yeah, it's racist and cultural appropriation. Then he goes to the Mexican part of town, and he sees all of these Mexican people sitting there. And he's like, do you guys like my costume? They're like, yeah, that's awesome, dude. Thanks for celebrating Mexican heritage.
Yeah.
Or whenever he goes to Chinatown and he's wearing there, they're like, oh, that looks so good. Like, the jacket you're wearing is beautiful.
Right.
And the people who are actually of that ethnicity, they're like, thank you for like projecting out our culture. We want the world to see our culture. We love our culture. And then the white college libs that are like 17 years old are like, they're the ones that are saying, that's racist.
They're all being indoctrinated by their school and everything. They spew out shit they hear. I don't even think they have a belief, an actual belief. Because they were doing that with, this guy was like, if I'm a man and I say that I want to be a woman, is that okay? And they're like, yeah, sure, that's what it's all about. Well, if I'm a white man and I say I want to be a black man, is that okay? And they're like, no, you can't do that. And they're like, why? Because you weren't born that way.
Or what if you're a white man that wants to be a black girl? How's that come across?
There's a news commentator who does that when he pulls that argument up. He goes, what if I was to say I'm a black lesbian?
Right. Now
what? I saw one.
And they lose their fucking mind. They're like, well, you weren't born that way. He goes, well, a man wasn't born that way either. He was born a man. He's not a woman. And they don't understand. They're just spewing talking points, and they have no fucking clue.
I saw this one where this guy goes up to someone who looks like a Queen Antifa, you know? Not Queen Latifah, Queen Antifa. And he walks up to him and to this person, and he's like, you think it's good that we should indoctrinate kids? And she goes, yeah. And then after she says yeah, he goes, into Christianity. And she was like, no.
That's insane. Man.
It's all a trap, dude. Who cares? Like we said, it's a melting pot here, dude. Whatever cultural shit you want to bring to America, that's fine. But if we don't like it, you got to be willing to accept that fact.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're coming here to be an American and you learn the language. I was watching these Babbel commercials on TV. You can learn Spanish. Fuck that. Why don't give it the Babbel to all these fucking immigrants and tell them to learn fucking English? When I went down to Mexico, when I was a kid living I was in the Navy in San Diego, when I went down to Tijuana and I got in trouble and I had to call Shore Patrol to come get me, I couldn't use the fucking phone because I couldn't speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. They didn't have any fucking English prompts for me down there. But up here, it seems like you got SAP on your fucking TV, on the phone, everything is... There's even fucking commercials that come on TV that are in all Spanish.
I'm just learning Spanish because I want to learn other languages, and I think other languages are cool.
You just don't want to be cussed out.
That's what I mean, too. Oh, that's a good point. Sorry, Rick. I do like to know what people are saying. But
that's honestly, like Elaine on the Seinfeld, where she thought the girls were talking about her. So she goes and gets George's father, who was in Korea, and he speaks like fluent Korean. And they're talking about Elaine's nails, and he stands up and he starts screaming at them. And they're like, what the fuck? This little Jewish guy knows Korean, and he starts yelling at them in Korean. I thought that's fucking hilarious.
Stitch, I do partially agree with your point that if you're going to be here, it would very much benefit everyone involved with being and interacting with you if you would learn English. That would be... best case scenario.
What's the largest spoken language in the world? Is it English or is it Spanish?
I want to say it's Spanish.
I think it is Spanish.
But like, if you think that's kind of why I wanted to learn it. And as I've been learning Spanish, I've learned that like Italian or Portuguese or any
Latin,
of
just Latin,
any of those romantic Latin languages, I can understand like a lot of what people say in those other languages that aren't Spanish. Like I said, I agree with you, Stitch, that it's good that we should maintain our culture here, even though we don't have an official language. But it would be better for people to learn and get around our country and interact with our systems in this country if they learned English. But I don't think it should be something held against them if they also speak a language that is not English.
No, I don't think it's held against them if they speak another language, but... learn English. If you want to be here, learn the language. If I move to Russia, I'm not going to rely on the fact that I'm hoping they know English because you can't get around, right? So if I want to live in Russia and be a Russian citizen, I should probably learn the language before I go over there. Learn how to read their street signs.
Exactly, right? Dude.
So that's all.
Let me go ahead, Rick.
I was going to say my opinion is I agree with Andrew Dice Clay from years ago. he said they should be a billboard on all the borders saying if you can't speak the language, stay the fuck out that
the Dice Man.
No, I didn't say that. That was Andrew Dice Clay that said that.
But you agree with it. Yeah.
I think in any language, that slang is the hardest thing. You could learn any language, but when you start talking about slang, like think about Pittsburghese.
Oh, yeah.
You
oh,
can learn English, but you can't understand people. Or you know English, and you go to Scotland, and you hear them motherfuckers talk.
Oh, it's like they got marbles in their fucking mouth, yeah.
It sounds like they chewed on quarters for the last hour.
It sounds like... You're like, what the fuck did you just say?
Honestly, luckily... Eb, I grew up in a house with a British man, so I can understand British English pretty well.
Yeah, like, you mean real English.
Almost any other, like almost any accent in the United Kingdom, I could pretty much understand. Mm-hmm. Just because I picked up on the slang he used.
The woolly pig.
The inflections on the different words that he used. They're even if they're different in the UK, they're all very similar as compared to the way we speak or the way the Australians speak.
Yeah.
And
but not the Scottish.
But not the fucking Scottish, dude. That was exactly the point I was getting to. Is I can understand all the English accents, but you start getting a little bit too high on that island there, and I got no fucking clue what you're talking about. If they get drunk. Have you ever met someone I'm sure you have, but you ever drank with like a buddy in the Navy from New Orleans?
From New Orleans? No, I don't think so.
My buddy Blackman, I think he was from Lafayette, Louisiana. Normal talking, understand him fine. He talks with like that regular like Ebonics for whenever he speaks. And then as soon as a drink or two hits his lips, dude. There's no deciphering what the fuck he's talking about. He starts speaking in that like Cajun Creole type thing.
I was just getting ready to say he started talking like Cajun shit like that.
We had this guy on our ship. We had this guy on our ship, Seaman Willie, and Seaman Willie was from someplace in fucking Mississippi. I can't remember where, but he was a black dude, and he had like this black Mississippi accent, but he had like really really large lips and tongue, so he. I'll try to imitate him without trying to sound too racist.
Right, I'm ready.
What he's gonna say? Like he would come up on the forecastle and he would start yelling at the junior seaman and he would say, "Shit, motherfucker, get those lines picked up." But this was Willie. "Fit, motherfucker, get them lines here."
What'd you just say, like, brother?
What the fuck is wrong? And he would get drunk. It was even worse. We were in the Philippines and he'd be like, "Fit, man, who would get you by?" Like. What the fuck are you talking about?
I literally don't know what you're saying.
And he never said shit. It was fib, man.
Fib.
Fib, man.
He was speaking like how we used to write S's. You know how we used to write S's as F's?
Yeah.
That's how he was speaking. Fib,
oh,
man.
Oh, man. Seaman Willie. That motherfucker was funny as shit.
Dude, I'm trying to think of like the funniest person I met in the Navy that did. I think it might have been that guy Blackman I was talking about. That dude was fucking hilarious. Just hearing all of the dumb stories that people do. Like, Stitch, maybe you can relate to this. My first day in boot camp, showed me the extent of how stupid people can really be. I did not realize the stupid shit that people do until I was in that microcosm of a melting pot. Oh,
anytime
boot camp.
You're a manager, you know immediately how stupid people are.
That's a fantastic that's a point. Fact. As soon as you ask something of someone, that's how you know that people are. that was a good face. Oh god. But like being around all those different kinds of people. People from the Pacific Northwest, people from the West Coast, California, I mean, people from Texas, people from Georgia, people from any East Coast place. Like, you can see the difference in the way that people work, the way that people interact.
Mm-hmm.
And having that congregation in the military like that, it really shows you how we can work together as humans towards a similar goal. And then we get out into the normal world of civilianhood, and it's just like,
fucking chaos.
Fuck that shit. We ain't mixing with nobody around here. And I think it's good that we have all kinds of a mixture of people, man. But going back to what we were talking about in the beginning, whenever that mixture is forced upon you, it takes away from what we've already created here. It really does.
Well, okay.
So unthrilled.
Sorry, I'm drinking.
What was that one email that the guy put up about Magnus's storytelling?
You got it, dude.
He hit fast forward 5 times already.
Hey, are you back now?
Hey, Richard.
Shit. Well, let me ask you the guys this. This has been bothering me. What do you? I'm going back a little bit to when I was talking about these trends and. Do you think that this is like a conspiracy? Do you think there's a reason why there's such a large amount of attention on trans? Because when I was younger, they were called transvestites, and it was just a guy who liked to dress like a fucking woman.
Androgynous.
But the fact that they want to have representation in movies, like I love this show. Do you remember the original, the fuck was it? Sam Beckett,
Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap. You remember? All right. Did you know they did a remake of that?
Yeah, I seen the new guys. Asian fellow, I believe.
The Asian fellow, he has someone working in the office to assist him. His
AI guy, like Sam, we used, or what's the guy that used to pop up everywhere with him?
Yeah, but in the first season, it was his girlfriend that was doing that with him. I haven't seen the second or third season yet, but there's someone that works in the office that is non-binary.
Oh, I didn't see that
one. Oh, yeah. It's a guy who wears lipstick and earrings and has his hair up. He refers to himself as he, but then he was talking about how his lover broke up with him, and his lover was a non-binary dude. And I was like, why does this need to have representation in our TV shows? I don't understand that. Because when we watch TV, we go to the 1950s, Leave It to Beaver. You had a mom, a dad, 2 sons, and a dog, right? Because that represented what typical America was. Now, fast forward 70 years, you watch TV, and now you have to have a woman in charge of something. And not just a woman, but a black powerful woman. And there's got to be a gay trans person put in there. And it just seems like that's not the typical representation of America.
They're trying to make the exception the rule.
Yeah, they want to have this representation that's not really – the trans community represents – 0.014 of our population. So why do we have all this shit going on to represent 0.014 of our population? I don't understand that.
To create more.
Which is why they're targeting kids.
I don't understand it. I don't agree with it. Underage, like the whole targeting of kids and make you believe like, hey, you choose what you want to be. That's not how life works. That's not evolution. That's not how the human or just animal like kingdom works. Like it's basic science. You know what I mean? If you get older and you have this ideal or this thought that you want to do something else or be something else, go all about it.
Sure.
You want to get tattooed green, get your tongue split, be a lizard, do it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But when you do it to like the kids, that's where I draw the line.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my basic
principle. And that's what they're doing in the schools now with these drag shows that they're bringing into schools, drag story time hour or something like that. Kids don't need to be exposed to that.
No. And what parents are taking their kids there? That's my problem.
Here's my thing.
I'm not a crazy parent.
What's the purpose of it? What does a child get out of sitting and listening to a guy who looks like a fucking freak? I'm not trying to be rude, but I mean, this guy looked like a clown with all the makeup and stuff on and being very flamboyant. What's the point of having that person read? Because the kids aren't going to ask questions about the story they just heard. They're going to ask questions like, why is that on your face? Why is your hair like that? Why do you wear? And I don't think that's right for them little kids to be exposed to something like that.
I look at it from like a little bit simpler of a point. You don't let your kids just do whatever they want. If your kid had the choice, they'd eat fucking candy for every meal.
Sure.
You don't let them do that. You're showing them love by telling them, hey, you can't have candy for every meal. Like you're trying to protect them from something that is going to be detrimental to their life. And I think making life-changing biological decisions like that of completely physically altering your body for the rest of your life, it should be left to adults.
It's the very same thing that about signing over a tattoo. Like you sign your kid to be 13 or 14. Mom, I want this, you know, butterfly on my lower back. And now you're in your 40s and you're like, oh, you got that tramp stamp.
Yeah, why the fuck did I get this?
I can't believe, like, in PA, you're allowed to be 14 with parents' permission and get a tattoo.
Right. Or a piercing.
Dude, I wanted a tattoo whenever I was 14. Boy, am I glad my mom told me no.
Probably like a Yoki.
I wanted the Campata Clot fucking logo. Yeah. It's dumb. Right. Why would I want that? I wanted to hide it too. I was like, why would I? Now I'm thinking, like, why would I want to get that if I'm just going to hide it? It doesn't make sense. Your kids can't make sound decisions like that.
Rick, let me ask you a question, because you've brought this up before on when we talk. You mentioned how you have a daughter who is in a same-sex relationship, right?
Right.
If your daughter was being raised today, let's say she was young today, and she says to you, Dad, I feel like I'm a man. I want to start being a man. Would you let her go through with like a sex reassignment treatment?
That's hard to answer, because hell no, I would not want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I try to, there I go again, huh? I'd try my best to talk her out of it and ask why. You know, I would hate it.
Mm-hmm. How does it make?
But what could I do to stop it though? All right, now, okay, in this scenario, though, how old is she?
All right, I'm going to say she's like 13. Let's say she's 13 and she comes to you and she says, I want to be a man because I feel like I'm a man. Because she's seen all this stuff on social media. She's seen all this stuff on TV. All right. Mm-hmm. So you, as her parent, are you going to allow her to get these treatments?
Well, I'd have to straighten her out really quick and see if she could take a punch like a man. Okay, now if you wake up a half hour after that, then hell, your answer is no.
Equal rights, equal lefts.
I have a follow up question for you, Rick.
Okay.
So, how does it make you feel that in certain states in this country and in Canada, whether you feel good or bad about that situation, the government will step in and allow your child to do that without your say?
It would piss me off. But I guess legally I would have to go with it. I mean, I wouldn't like it.
That's where I was going with this, because there's a family who their daughter came to the father. Or no, I'm sorry. It was a son came to the father and said to the father, I feel like a woman. I want to be a girl. The father wouldn't acknowledge it. So the state stepped in and took him out of the home and put him in foster care because they said the parents were being abusive. Now, how fucked up is that?
That is fucked up. And the thing about it is, you know good and well, the kids are smart enough these days. If the parents don't allow them to do what they want to do, they can go to the authorities.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know what I mean? Especially if they know the law.
Think about when we were growing up and you'd have a kid like divorced and they played the parents against each other.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, mom said this, dad said that, right, Rick?
Yeah. Back in the day, if the law tried to step in there, my mother would have been in jail because she said, with right? their asses. She said, ain't nobody coming in here and tell me how to raise my kids.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's this no. Shoot, my mother wouldn't have put up with that shit.
No.
Fucking Stitch Kynes.
Stitch Kynes?
Stitch Kynes. Right. So we were at Wing Suds and Spuds last week for my mom's birthday. And we walk in and I saw you sitting there. And I was like,
from the back.
Okay.
I was like, what the fuck? What's Stitch doing here?
Big bald white man.
So I was gonna get up and say something to you. Like, hey. And then they're like, no, that ain't Stitch. And I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure that's Stitch, but okay. And Matt, he goes, I think that's Six Kynes. And Six Kynes is our one buddy. And the guy turns around, brother. It was the craziest thing. He had your exact shape, your exact beard and everything, but his face was Six Kynes. And I was like,
nuts.
I couldn't think of anything else, but dude, that's fucking Stitch Kynes right there. We got Stitch and Six Kynes. Fucking Stitch Kynes. Dude, he looked exactly like you. I really was convinced it was you.
Wow.
Should have took a picture.
That was the end of the story, but it was a good one.
Shit. Anyway, Rick. So, if I'm to hear you, if your daughter came to you and said that she wanted to be a man, you would punch her in the face. Is that what I took? That's what I. That's what I heard.
She could take it. She could be a man.
Yeah.
I think the government might be right. They gotta protect our kids.
Back in her younger days, yeah, I might have tried. I don't know. I probably wouldn't have, but I probably would have wanted to.
Before we wrap up, there's one other thing I wanted to bring up. Do you think that? Now, this is a podcast for men, about men, whatever. Do you think men are slowly being erased? I'll start with you, Mag. Do you think men are being erased? The reason I bring this up is in the 70s, there was this TV show on called The Equalizer, which I thought was cool. It was this British dude.
And then they redid it.
I remember that. They made a couple of movies. They had a couple of movies that came out, and Denzel Washington played the part.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
And then From Training Day. Yeah. But now Queen Latifah is the Equalizer. And now I watch Star Trek on Paramount, and there's no more Captain Kirk or Captain Picard. There's this fucking Michael Burnham chick who's a captain of a ship. They're putting women in these positions where there used to be men. And they're even redoing some shows, and they remove the man and they put a woman in. CSI. CSI came out in like 1999, 2000. Right. Now, the guy that was in charge of CSI, it's the same cast of everybody in Las Vegas, but that guy's not there. It's a black woman now who's in charge.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't like that guy anyways, though. He's a weirdo.
Grissom. Yeah, he was Grissom, kind of a weirdo, sure. But I mean,
You talking about Grissom?
Yes. Yeah.
I like Grissom.
Oh.
He was a weirdo, but I liked him.
I'm seeing men being pushed aside in favor for women, and I'm wondering, do you see the same thing?
Yeah, even in different podcasts that I listen to, different clips that I see on YouTube, every interview that I see, the blame, no matter what, is always being passed on to men. Whether it's people being sexually promiscuous or people not being loyal to their significant other, it always comes down on these podcasts that the women won't take accountability. For example, I seen one today where this woman talks about, this man is bipolar I was dating. I have been talking to him. He invited me and my kid into his house. And we've been living there for a little bit. And I'm doing braids and nails on the side. So one day my ex-boyfriend comes and gets his braids done. And I gave him a BJ. Now we're getting kicked out. What can I do next time to make sure that I see this red flag before I get into a significant relationship with him? And I think that shows the outlook of a lot of women today, that no matter what they do, the blame can always be passed back to the man. Yeah. And I will leave it at that.
I just think in general, masculinity is being attacked. In every front. If you're a single male and you disagree with something, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
I mean, it's plain and simple. I mean, everybody is very independent, and they always want to be their own independent person and be so damn different. But then as soon as you're different, everyone picks on you and wants to, like, point fingers at you and be like, why are you this weirdo and everything else like that. I think everyone has their own sense of taste and their own sense of style, and whatever you take out of that is your own person, as long as you're not harming somebody, right? But to diminish being just a man and believing in certain things is the wrong way to go about it.
Yeah. Right?
You're beating down being, hey, I take care of my own. I respect people. I stick up for a woman. I treat her this way. And it's not about not giving women rights, right? But it's about having that. I guess it's like that gentleman's knightery type.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. It's about being a gentleman.
Yeah.
One of my earliest memories of Rob is my sister was getting ready to move, and him and my sister were over at our house. My little brother is throwing a fit. This is before we knew he was autistic, and throwing a fit, and he kept hitting my sister. And Rob grabbed him by his arm and pulls him over to the couch, and he was like, listen, you don't hit women like that. You don't touch women. You don't especially hit your sister.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, dude, that's like one of the earliest memories I have of Rob, and seeing, like, that's what a man does, man. Whenever someone is on the receiving end of something negative, it takes a real man to step in and say the right thing to do.
And if it takes a real man to do something like that, and we need real men in our society to do those things, why are we erasing them? Why are we getting them off? Why are we not getting them off? Why are we?
That's for Rick. Rick's going, getting them off.
Yeah, for Rick, my ass. But anyway, but I think it's because of the women trying to be men and just like wanting to be independent and not want that security anymore. You know what I mean?
Dude, that's a really good point. I had to say that. Women wanting to be men, they are. Because think about how.
Women wanting to be men and they don't want to be babied and pampered no more.
Working jobs like men have always done. Wanting to do the masculine things that men do. Exactly. That's a great point, Rick.
Exactly. That's the impression I get from it.
Well,
so I don't think it's them trying to get away, trying to get rid of the men. I think they're just trying to get rid of the women fact of it. You know what I mean?
That makes sense to me.
They don't want to be the sensitive women anymore.
I don't mind seeing a woman in a position of power. That doesn't bother me. But it seems like they're going out of their way, like with the show The Equalizer and with the new Star Trek that came out there, Discovery, where it has to be a woman that's in charge. And we even pointed that out about a TV commercial I'd seen where it looked like a lot of the men were put on a lower level than where the women were.
Oh, the Subaru commercial.
Yeah. It seems like they're doing it intentionally. And I'm wondering why. Just like I'm wondering, why are we pushing trans? Why are we pushing women? I don't get it. Is it men in general? Is it white men? I don't understand.
It's so the invasion at our southern border can happen more easily.
it's all about control, 100%. Absolutely. Stop the ideology. You are not tough enough. You cannot take us. Listen to what we say.
I hear that.
You make a nation of pussies, you have an easy time overtaking it.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. It all comes back to violence.
Well, hopefully the guys listening to this don't fall for this shit.
Don't look like Sammy Sosa. Please don't look like Sammy Sosa.
Stockpile your ammo.
Stockpile your ammo and your anti-melanin pills.
Well, hey, Rick, I hope you get to feeling better. I hope your doctor's visit goes well for you.
Oh, yeah, me too. Thanks.
And they tell you that you can get back to driving so we can have you sitting with us again.
Yeah, don't worry. Hey, I'm telling you, by the time you get moved and everything else, man, I'm ready already. I'm ready to get out, do what I got to do.
We miss you, Ricky Poo.
Man, I miss being there, actually.
Any last words from anybody at the table here? No last words.
Call into our line, man. We haven't had any calls.
Well, we've been on the phone, that's why.
we have the can't people leave messages?
Oh yeah, they can leave us voicemails.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we don't have any voicemails yet. Just dirty emails or nasty emails that come to us.
Yeah,
because I'm a fat fuck with a lisp.
I'm waiting for you guys. That's why I take so long for my stories. I need you motherfuckers to send me some shit to read off.
And Rick is a retard who can't put a sentence together.
I put this sentence together too. We want all the women out there too to want to become men because we want to know whether they're getting that surgery or not. You know what that surgery is called?
What's that?
Adidectomy. So ladies, if you're planning on getting one of those surgeries, we would surely like to hear from you.
I'm going to put out an open challenge. Any woman that wants to become a man, that wants to test their gusto, I'll fight you.
Oh, good.
If you want that, I'll do it. I'm willing to be the guy.
I hear you.
I got 10 on the woman.
All right. All right. Well, hey, this has been an interesting talk for a couple of hours. I'm Stitch Mainville.
Here we go.
And Magnus Heber.
And R.O.B.
And we are out.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Later, guys.
Gentleman's Nightery is an MTC original production, which can be found on all your favorite podcasting platforms. Please be sure to subscribe, share, and like our podcast on whichever platform you listen to us. And please, be sure to leave us a comment on Apple Podcasts, as it really helps our standing with all the other podcasts. If you would like to be part of the show, you can now call us direct. For more information on our call-in line, just visit thegentlemansnightery.com. If you have a show idea or a cocktail you'd like to recommend, shoot an email to mailbag@thegentlemansnightery.com. Thanks for listening.